Good morning, good morning. Report to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. It's Reggie P. AD motherfucking V. Huh? And this is the Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast, brought to you by Anchor. I've been promoting for a month or so about an event. Fresh Blood 4 has came and gone. It was such a wonderful event. People came from all over the world and country. Different colors, species, real niggas, bitch niggas, hoe niggas, fuck niggas, broke niggas, rich niggas, all came together for a wonderful day of battle rap. Okay, so I ain't gonna lie. I was more excited about Yoshi and Furious Styles battle than I was about my own. I'm not gonna lie. I really was there to see the girls. I knew I'd win my shit. I knew I'd win my shit because the simple fact, I prepped the same, everything was good, and basically I knew how my shit was gonna come across, that the real niggas in the room was gonna wake up. I was sure of that. Okay. Yoshi gets into it and she's going in. In. I'm talking about hot shit off the muscle. So much so that when it's time for Furious Styles to rap, she can't remember her whole round. Now, choke's a choke. I even choke. All right, for 5 seconds, guys. Give me a fucking break. I choke for 5 seconds. All right, I forgot. All right. Maybe I was under the moment also. But anyway, she forgot her whole shit, though. Okay, after she forgot her whole shit, gotta give Yoshi that round. Then the second happened. Now, I'm gonna let y'all know something. Hold on, let me make this. I'm gonna let y'all know something. In the room, Yoshi took that second easy. Okay, when I watch it back on playback, I'm hearing a lot of shit that Fury said that was really, really dope. But I'm still giving the round to Yoshi because I feel like she won the round in the room and she had momentum. I remember how it was when she was there. And then just how my girl style is, Fury, you catch some of that shit late sometime. Anyway, even if you watch it, don't care. But that still doesn't mean Yoshi didn't take that round. I'm still giving Yoshi. It's too old to me already. Game's over anyway. She was a little tardy for the party. However, she still arrived late. Yoshi had a dope third, and she arrived late with her first remembered. And she really put on the show. She showed why she a star. However, in this battle, 2-1, Yoshi G, fireballs, in her bag, swag, confidence, she's back. I fuck with that. Now, a lot of people say some shit like, well, she wasn't original. I heard some shit. I see. We all heard some shit we heard before. She delivered. You could say the same thing about some shit that Fury said. I could go back to her first. See, I listened to Fury. I could tell you a couple of bars Fury said that sounded like what somebody else said. Everybody does that. That's battle rap. But in the room and in the battle rap competition that day, Fresh Blood 4, that's all Yoshi G. That's all Yoshi G. Come on, man. If you was there, you know. So, I want to talk about my battle a little bit. I'm so compelled to talk about it because I had a moment, guys. A moment. A terrible, horrible moment. You know? I was rapping this rap. I'm going to go ahead and tell you how it's supposed to win. It's supposed to win like this. I supposed to have said, we overcome the devil by faith. Okay? Not religion. And I supposed to have said, this wasn't my, no. See, I'm fucking up now. Look, we overcome the devil by faith, not religion. You know opposition. You don't even have a pot to piss in. But I believe in you more than you believe in yourself. That's why the shot was given. It wasn't my decision. No way this name would have made my eyes pop had he not dropped the chicken. But now the plot has thickened. That's how my shit's supposed to start. And I had, of course, I had a lot more. I had fat-based shit. I had some shit that would shut him down early. But I forgot it. I forgot, guys. But I was able to jump in a different bag. Always prepared. That's vet shit. And I feel like I delivered performance of the night, bro. You better look. You better look. I gave you theatrics. I had bars. I was going in and out of flows. Stop fucking playing with me. I killed that man. Now, they want to run it back for the bread. I'm all for it sometime next year if we can get that in. You know what I mean? Get your three rounds, man. I want you to feel good however you want to feel. I don't want to beat you and you feel like you still got some on your chest and you want to bet some more money. Shit. Y'all want to talk about doing some more shit? Okay. As long as we on ABR, you want to just have a grudge, man. It is what it is. I told you I was going to help you. I told you I was going to help you anyway. This the most probably nigga done talked about Yachty after an event in a long while, and he's been winning. So it's like, come on, man. I'm talking about just Dolo nigga got Yachty in their mouth on some battle rap shit from an event that just happened. Whoop de whoop. Now you talking about like So Seville's joint? Okay, that was good. But bro, they was talking about this shit before, after, during, and they still talking about the shit right now. To the point where it may be the first ABR rematch. Man, stop playing with me. The legacy is here. Ain't nobody smoking Reggie. So, I come off on the rest of my verse, man. And I'm just hearing a lot of... But it ain't the screaming, yelling reaction. It's the gut check feeling reaction. Like, oh my God, this shit's too hard. Then you trying to listen because you got to judge it. You see what I'm saying? Come on, man. So, I feel like Yachty had a few bars that was fire. I think he had one that was actually fire. As far as my bars went, I feel like the whole show was like a Showtime. Killer shit. Hope Trilly came through. I know I'm off subject, but yeah, Hope Trilly came through. She came through with some thunderous ass shit. And she was sounding like MC Light and shit. Her ass coming through with some thunderous ass shit. I'm like most definitely fucking with that. I think that's cool. A lot of the new niggas, I'm not going to front. I'm waiting for them to see them on cam. In the building, I was taking that time to just, you know, it's a long time. You got to wait, guys. And then you got to go on and all those battles and you got to rap yourself. That shit can be very, very tiring sometimes. So I stuck my head in and out. I'm just sitting here like, you know, I wonder who's gonna jump out on screen. I ain't hear nobody really, really talked about as far as an early nigga as much as maybe like Millie. Like far as just being on one card and then niggas is talking about him. Oh, whoop-de-whoop. But that goes into a lot of other things, too. So I'm searching for that. I'm looking for that on ABR. You feel what I mean? Always, because you got to know what's popping. Other than that, I mean, all the other raps was fire. I'm trying to think of, like... Oh, I'm tripping. The Trez and Swav battle. Trez won the battle. Swav won... The first round clear. There was one round that can be a toss-up. But there's one round where Trez kind of took off and Swell was talking about the same type of angle material. And it wasn't landing like the first shit he was saying compared to what Trez did in that round. So I think it come down to the second. You know what I mean? Very close to one. And if you want to say either way or you want to give it a swerve, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not. I'm just saying, in the terms of material and what I heard in the building as far as goddamn, okay. He's talking about this, but then you're going to come right back to that. And you come right back to that. You expounding on it, but it's like it's not getting freaky yet. You know what I mean? It's like you should move on to something else. What I would like to hear was just swerve on some shit. Regular rapping. You know what I mean? Regular rapping, just how swerve do. You could have beat him straight up like that day. But it's like from what you was on in that first. But if you want to say 2-1, either way, whoop the whoop. I think if a nigga got the judge, they're going to fuck around and give it to Trez. And they want to get, for what I'm saying, for a nigga wanting to give it to him anyway, one of them rounds, you got to really beat his ass straight up. You got one where you really beat his ass, and you got one where y'all were tied up, but you really could have took off had you switched some shit up. That's what I'm saying. But for a skill and all that, I ain't talking about that. Swell, dumb fire. Everybody know Trez, but everybody know Swab is dumb fire. It ain't nothing to talk about. And then it really don't matter what happened. It was a good battle. It's going to be good for Cam. And like he said in the battle, it's going to be good for his views. So I'm with that. So goddamn, shout out to Chris Petty. You still want to bet that wreck in the future? I'm there. I beat Shotta again to 3-0. Miss NYC for having me on your platform. You the only one I apologize for something, for a choker, anything. You, I'm sorry. Me, NYC, sis, you don't want to get that kind. Every y'all niggas, I don't care what y'all say. Because y'all can't do what I do on no day. Y'all can't do what I do on no day. Y'all can't do it. Even when I'm choking, y'all can't beat me. It's ADV. And this is Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast, brought to you by Anchor. Fresh Blood 4, Slick Recap. Man, holla at me, man. Tell me something.